Our Heavenly Father, we thank you even this morning in the name of Christ that you've been with us as we began this worship, as began giving praise unto you this morning, as we lifted up your holy name through our singing and praise, in prayer, supplications, intercessions, thanksgiving, and request making, you were there with us, our God. Now, O Heavenly Father, we pray that you may speak, O Lord, as we come to hear the good news that comes from you. May your word, O God, build us, and may your speaking prevail over our unbelief as we sing this morning. Thank you, precious Lord, in the name of Christ, our Savior and God. We all say, Amen. Psalm chapter number 1.
Ipesalime chapter 1.
Bo mama, happy Mother's Day.
Bomme, happy Mother's Day.
And Psalm chapter number 1.
Ipesalime chapter 1.
For the sake of the context, we read from verse 1 to 6. However, our concentration this morning is verse 1 to 3.
Verse 1 to 3.
It reads as follows. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the ways of sinners, nor sits in the seat with scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. All that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but they are like shaft that the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. The Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. And may the good God bless the reading of his word. Brethren, we are familiar with Psalm chapter number 1. So it's a very famous and a popular psalm, but we were not going to come to it today as if it is a popular psalm. But looking at this psalm as it is the word that came from God himself using the psalmist. If we look very careful, Bazalane, this psalm display the reality of human race. You can see the contrast between the children of God and the children of the devil in the psalm. The psalm is divided into two. You see the ways of the righteous from verse 1 to 3, and from 4 to 5 you see the ways of the wicked. So we are pointed then in this psalm when we read it to true happiness and false happiness. As we know, Bazalani, it says, blessed is a man. In other words, the word blessing, if you look at it, those that know better, they've studied, they say it means happy is he, or how happy. It speaks of fulfillment, how fulfilled a person can be, how blessed is he. The aim of this psalm this morning is about true happiness. As we know, each and every one of us is in a quest for happiness. And this psalm tells us that each and every one of us here in this house today belongs in this psalm. There are those that belong to the first category from verse 1 to 3. There are those that belong to the second category. But I hope all of us here, we belong to the first category.
The psalm,
Bazalwane, presents exactly human nature. What kind of people we are. The desires of our heart, the pursue for happiness, the quest for being fulfilled. The hunt for a happy ever after story. So we're talking about true happiness today. A couple of years ago, brethren, I watched a movie, and most of you will know this movie. It's called Pursuit of Happiness. It's speaking about a hunt for happiness, a search for happiness, a kind of a quest for happiness. This movie was a very interesting movie, and is still a very interesting movie. And it's based on a true story, brothers and sisters. It was a very moving and emotional, challenging kind of a movie. And what they did in this movie, they went to get the most famous actor to play the leading role in this movie. So this popular actor, brothers and sisters, helped the movie to draw a lot of crowd. This movie drew a lot of audience. This movie became popular in a very short time. It caught attention from many people. And when you look at this movie, you realize the reason why it caught many attention, or a lot of attention from many people, because this movie actually relates to human nature. It relates to all of us. A pursuit of happiness. A hunt, a quest for being fulfilled. A happy ever after kind of a life. Everybody loved that. If I can give you a summary of this movie, since I can see you interested. It's a true story. It was about a man who invested all his money in a business, and the business failed. And this story became, it took a turn around and became a very sad story, Bazalwan. This guy took all his money and invested in a business, and the business failed because of the competition that is out there.
And
unfortunately, his name is Chris. Chris invested so much money in a business, and the business failed. And things tend to be very sad in the life of Chris, brothers and sisters. Chris lost everything. Nowhere to go. No money, no food. His wife left him. His bank account became empty in a very short time. He couldn't pay the bond of his house. Then they chased him out of the house, and he remained in the street. He had an 8 years old boy with him, his own son. They were on the street. They spent almost 6 months sleeping in public areas. Then the story starts to show how Chris fight back trying to have true happiness in his life. He starts looking for a job. But it becomes so difficult because he's got one suit, he sleeps in the suit, he wakes up with the suit, he must go with the suit to an interview. But Chris wanted to be happy. And when Chris finally finds a job, he had to work 6 months without pay. Still sitting on the street. His son didn't have food to eat. He didn't have anywhere to go. But the story goes on, and then 6 months later, Chris became the happiest person in the world. Chris could afford a car. Chris could afford a new house. And everybody relates to that. I wish I can work like that in my own life. You know, coming from below like that and be on a center stage and go higher in life. Everybody wishes like that. At the end of the day, brothers and sisters, we see the story ends up being a happy ever after story. This movie, brothers and sisters, won 12 awards. He was nominated for an Oscar award. Those that know Oscar awards, they know it's big thing. But the true thing that I'm trying to present to you is that the movie related to us, to people. People are in a quest for happiness. Is it not what we're looking for? A happy ever after. And just to show you that people are looking for happiness, there is a book that is also written under Christianity. One of these books that is written these days has sold 19 million copies. Do you understand? 19 million copies has been sold. And I'm told 99% of these 19 million is professing Christians who bought the book. Because people are in a quest for happiness. People are trying to be happy. People are looking for a way on how to be happy. And the book presents itself so good. It says, your best life now. The book claims that you can have your best life now, or you can have happiness now, true happiness, by just following 7 steps. You just need 7 steps. And people bought this book. 19 million Christians bought the book. Because man is in a quest for happiness. This book, I'm told, is 320 pages. And 95% of the people that bought this book, they have read this book twice or three times. And most of these people who have this book in their house, they actually own a Bible in their house, and they have not read one book of the Bible. They have not read one book and completed it.
But
this one, they have read three times. Why? Why? Because man is in search of happiness. And regardless of what price, people want to be happy. Look at what this book says compared to the Bible. This book says, imagine yourself to be a winner, and someday you will be a winner. In other words, for you to have happiness, you must meditate in your mind that I am a winner, and you become a winner in that way. One line says in this book, it says, visualize yourself in a big house or a Lexus. In other words, visualize yourself in a big house or a big car, and someday you will find yourself with both.
In the hand of a two-lane, a whole look up a whole.
In other words, brothers and sisters, it means meditate on the things of this world. Put your mind on the things of this world. And that's how you will find happiness. Unlike the Bible that says, set your minds on the things that are above, not on the things that are on earth. Unlike the Bible that is actually trying to point to us that true happiness and real fulfillment is found in God. Look at what the Apostle John writes when he writes his epistle. It says in verse number 4. We are writing these things that your joy may be complete. So the Apostle John is taking our focus and saying, what I'm writing to you is for you to understand it, that your joy may be fulfilled. So in other words, brothers and sisters, true joy or true happiness is found in the word of God and is found in God Himself. But I've given you this example, a movie and a book, so that you see the quest for happiness in the lives of people these days. And if you really ask a question, why did this book sell 19 million copies? And why is this book carrying on to sell so much even though there's so much criticism? The answer is very simple, brothers and sisters. People do not understand true happiness. People are in a quest for happiness, but they are looking at the wrong place. And then, brothers and sisters, when we look then, today, in this psalm that we have read before you, what is true happiness? Is true happiness possible in this world? And if it is possible, how does it look like? And then reading from this verses, brothers and sisters, we do find what true happiness is. Blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked. Happy is a man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. So it tells us that, brethren, a life with God is true happiness. We need the life of God in us to be those that are happy. Because this son, brothers and sisters, this psalm, my brothers and sisters, tells us a behavior of a happy person, a person who has a relationship with God. In a way. So it tells us that, brothers and sisters, true happiness is found in the forgiveness of sin. Look what the same psalmist says in Psalms 32. He says, blessed is a man whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is a man in whom God counts not iniquity. In his heart there is no deceit. The psalmist tells us, brothers and sisters, that if you really, in a way, to see what is true happiness, that is found in the forgiveness of sin. That is found in a relationship with God through His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. So, brothers and sisters, we can see that happiness is the knowledge and the experience that we have with God.
Tabo ke ntotsebo le go ba le tlokamano le modimo le ntlo tshwarelo ya hae.
So brothers and sisters, while everyone is in a quest to be happy, while men are looking for women that are beautiful, that have money, and love is put aside, while women are looking for men that are loaded with money, while youth is looking for some kind of entertainment and happiness, while the old people are looking for happiness in a way, and they all looking and not finding, the scripture tells us what is true happiness. Marriages are falling because people claim not to be happy. And you realize that actually it is not true that there is no happiness. It's because there is a quest for a different kind of happiness which God says is false happiness.
I'm not sure about
So, brothers and sisters, looking at this psalm, especially verse number 1, we realize that then happiness is a byproduct of Christlikeness. So, we need to be Christlike so that you are a person who is happy.
The
life of Christ must be in you. Then you will be a person that is happy. There might be people that look happier than you and you look miserable in their eyes, but the Bible tells us that true happiness is the fulfillment of our hearts knowing that we are with God and we are the children of God. We find joy, we find pleasure and delight in the righteousness of Christ, knowing that Christ, when he looks at us, he says, those are my children. That is true happiness. So, brothers and sisters, how does true happiness look like, since we know what is true happiness now? Verse number 1. They don't walk in the counsel of the wicked. So this speaks of a person, Bazolane, who avoids evil advices. You see, someone who's happy is someone who's happy in God, is someone with a relationship with God, and he does not allow evil advices to take over his life. He doesn't allow evil doers to give him a way of how to operate in his life.
So this,
brothers and sisters, is speaking to us about a someone who is committed in doing what is right, someone who is committed to follow Christ Jesus' command in whatever it takes.
You can
see the way it's written. This kind of a person, this happy person, this person blessed by God, this person who's got true happiness in him, who's fulfilled, you can see the way it's put here. He actually knows how to choose his friends. Brothers and sisters, do you know how to choose your friends? This kind of a person doesn't just follow everyone. He looks for those that are happy like him. He keeps company with those that are happy as him. He wants to be led by people who are happy like him. He wants to belong to a local assembly of people that are just like him. They are happy in God. That's the kind of person we see here in verse number 1. He does not stand in the way of sinners. In other words, brothers and sisters, this kind of a person, this blessed person, this man who has fine relationship with God, he does not stand in the ways of sinners. In other words, he does not imitate evildoers. But this psalm, brothers and sisters, it's put as if the psalm, as if those that put these psalms together, they realize that actually what we're looking for is happiness that is in this world. But change your focus, because what you should be looking for is happiness in God. He says he does not sit in the seat with scoffers. In other words, brothers and sisters, this person does not conform to the standard of this world. This person, you cannot find him comfortable with people that mock God. He does not sit in the seat with scoffers. He despises people that despises God. He despises people that despises the word of God. This is a sign of a person who is the child of God. And the psalmist tells us this is a happy person. So in other words then, brothers and sisters, many people can claim to be happy. They can even look happier than you. But for as long as they don't have a relationship with God, that happiness is false happiness. For as long as they are not in union with God. So brothers and sisters, we cannot write our own story of happiness and end up being happy. Every story of happiness starts with God and it ends with God. True happiness is found in God. It is not found in the things of the world. And true happiness, brothers and sisters, is not experienced by people who are not in God. People of the world does not enjoy true happiness. And brothers and sisters, we can see that the quest for happiness is a true display of the heart of man. It is a curse that is there in our lives. You can see from the book of Genesis, it is a curse that is there. It started by sin, and the solution becomes then now Christ. The solution, brothers and sisters, one must be a new creation. One needs to be united with God. So that one knows and feels that he is happy. One can only have hope of happiness in this life and the next only if one is in God. And when we go to Genesis chapter number 6, we see the children of God conforming with the world, searching for some happiness in the world, looking for some fulfillment in the people of the world and the women of the world. And God was grieved. Men like me and you have been looking for happiness. And no one has found true happiness, brothers and sisters, in that way. We see, my brothers and sisters, no happiness until Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, came. He says, He is the Prince of Peace. The man who stops the hunt for a happy ever after life in this world is Christ Jesus. He who calls our attention to true happiness is Christ Jesus. So now in these remaining minutes, brothers, let's look at verse number 2. Verse number 2 says, But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on this law he meditates day and night. In the law of God, a true and happy person meditates upon. If you want to be happy, if you want to be truthful, meditate on the law of God. Unlike the advice we had that you must visualize yourself in a big house and a big Lexus, you must meditate on yourself being a happy person. The word of God says. But the word of God says, if you are really a happy, happy person, you will be seen by studying or following the instruction of God. And Bazalan, the happy people have this one thing in common. They love the word of God. And they love the children of God. They love the house of God. Because in the law of God they meditate. They keep their mind in the word of God. When challenges come in this world, they know they have a God who is in heaven. They know that at least they have a privilege to pray. They know they can call upon the true and a living God. Even if they look so miserable at times because of situation, but they know that they are happy. Because whosoever believes in my name will have eternal life. That's what Christ said. They know that they have a future. They don't have to focus on things that are in this world. They put their minds in the things of heaven. That is true happiness. So verse number 2 tells us, brothers and sisters, you must meditate on the word of God. While you're trying to fix your life, while you're looking for a job, while you're trying to change the place wherever you are, but at the same time, if you want to find yourself having true happiness, you need God in your life. This verse tells us that this kind of a person has given God a rightful place in his own heart. God has got a special place in this person's heart. He finds time to study the word of God. Have you given God a special place in your own heart? If you have not given God a special place in your heart, how can you then expect happiness? You can't expect happiness outside Christ, the true Prince of Peace. Have you given God a special place in your heart? Have you stopped the search for happiness which is not fulfilling in this life? In other words, have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Brothers and sisters, the quest for happiness will never stop. the search, the hunt for happiness is not going to end, brothers and sisters. But look at the writings of the wise Solomon, what he says to us. If you read Ecclesiastes chapter number 1, and you read from 1 to 3, he says, all is vanity. It's useless, it is useless, it is all useless. And you know, if you study this word vanity, it actually speaking up about something that is of a vapor, something that just disappears and dissolves in the air. It's vapor, it's nothing, it's a waste of time. He writes and says, it is unhappy business that God gives to the children of men to be busy. It is all vanity and is striving after the wind. This is a waste of time. Look what Solomon says. He says, God gives happiness to those who please him. Brothers and sisters, God gives happiness to those who please him. And he says, to the sinners, he has given business of gathering and collecting. Their work is gathering and collecting. Their work is just a search for happiness, but they never find. But when you read the same chapter number 2, verse 26 of Ecclesiastes, it says, God takes all the happiness they are hunting for and give to those that please him. So keep searching for what you're searching. At the end of the day, God will give true happiness and give those things that you're looking for to those that please him. So it is useless. Unless, brothers and sisters, we are in God, we don't have true fulfillment. Because those that are in God, brothers and sisters, they are not searching for happiness. The scripture tells us they are happy. Listen very carefully. Blessed is the man. How happy is a man who has found forgiveness? He is not in a quest for some happiness in this world. His delight is in the law of God. His focus is in the love that he has for God and God's love to him. So brothers and sisters, true happiness is in God. People are searching and searching. They don't find. Because they're not searching in the right place. But some are searching in the right place. And they're also not finding because they're not looking for the right thing at the right place. All we need is God. The one that gives true satisfaction. He says, come to me, ye who are thirsty, and I will give you water. Those who want to find rest, come to me, and I will give you rest of your souls. Stop kuputaputa. But here is God, and the one that gives true happiness. Because everything else is useless. In closure, look at verse number 3. And I'm looking for the piece of my notes. Verse number 3. It says, he is like a tree. This is a metaphor. We're not going to deal with that today. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water. So this kind of a person, brothers and sisters, this happy person, this person who has found fulfillment, they don't have a need. He's like a tree. He's planted by the river. He doesn't need anything. There might be so many wants. There can't be wants, but true need is not there. He's got a great supply in his life. He's by the streams of water. Number two, he yields his fruits in its season. A tree that yields fruit in its season is a tree that does what is expected. A person that is in God, he do as God expects him to do. And what is it that God is expecting from this person? Look at verse number
1.
Then you know what God wants from this person. So this person does as it is expected of him. He bears fruit in every season. Just imagine a tree that bears fruits every season. It does not support itself with its fruits. It even blesses others. People are blessed next to you because of you. Because you do what God wants you to do. You are what God says you must be. And when God looks, he's joyful. That is my child. We find again that it says, and its leaves does not wither. Its leaves does not wither. In other words, brothers and sisters, this kind of a person does not change. It does not depend on seasons like any other tree. He's a Christian on Sunday. He's a Christian on Monday. He's a Christian in the morning. He's a Christian at night. Even when we don't see, he's a Christian. He's a child of God. He's satisfying in the eyes of the Lord. He is forever beautiful. Leaves that does not wither. Look at a tree. How green and beautiful that tree. He becomes a symbol of righteousness walking down the street. High heels does not define that person to be a Christian, but the life that he lives define the person. Anyway, it says, in all that he does, he prospers. This is the kind of a person that has found favor with God. Whatever he do, he prospers. The promise is that when we're in Christ, everything we do, we prosper. Even when it looks like we're not prospering. That is the kind of a person. Come to Jesus. Find true fulfillment. Ask yourself, have you given God a rightful place in your heart? Are you truly happy? Are you truly happy? Solomon says everything else is useless. And David says, blessed you are if you are in God in this way. Blessed be to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.